ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्टर्स् बोत्, may Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
Today we are entering into the third and last chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad. In Taittiriya, every chapter is called Valli and it is named after how it starts. The first chapter, as we can recall, starts with Siksham Vyakhyasyamaha. Therefore, it was called Siksha Valli. Second chapter, Ananda Valli, Brahma Valli or Brahmananda Valli, starts with Brahmavit Apnoti Param. It starts with Brahma. Therefore, it is called Brahmavalli, Brahmanandavalli. The third chapter starts with the word Bhriguhu Vai Varunihi. So, because of that, it is called Bhriguvalli. And this third chapter is a most beautiful chapter, all the other chapters. So, the first chapter called Sikshavalli lays the foundation. How to learn the Vedas? How to understand Vedas? And as well, how to use them to develop concentration of the mind. As I said, one of the results of upasana is to develop concentration, to become one. What is concentration? To become one with the subject with which we are wanting to obtain. The only way to obtain knowledge is to become one with that object. For example, if I want to become, to know completely about a tree, I must become one with the tree. If I want to know completely about yourself, I must identify myself with you, body and mind. Then only I will come to know about you. This is what God does. He identifies himself with every single thing, both the living as well as non-living. And that is why he is called Sarvajna. He knows everything because he is identified with everything because he is everything. So, one of the results of upasana is to develop concentration, etc. Now, the most important part of this Taittiriya Upanishad is the second chapter, Brahmanandavalli. Therein, first of all, the goal is assured to all of us. The goal has been so clearly expressed. What do I get by knowing that I am Brahman? What do I not get? I will get everything. Because Brahman, by definition, means everything. If I know I am Brahman, then I know I am everything. And everybody's happiness will be only mine. Then, what is the definition of Brahman? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Where is this Brahman available? Jyoti Rajyoti Ujjvala Hridi Kandara. As the Khandana Bhava Bandhana hymn so beautifully tells us that the Brahman, that is, Ramakrishna is Brahman. When we are doing the puja of Sri Ramakrishna, we have to meditate upon the nature of Sri Ramakrishna, and that has been put so beautifully by Swami Abhedanandaji in the form of three shlokas that we have selected. Hridaya Kamala Madhye Rajitam Nirvikalpam Sadasadikila Bhedatitam Ekaswarupam Prakruti Vikruti Shunyam Nityam Anandamurtim Vimala Parama Hamsam Ramakrishnam Bhajama. And that Ramakrishna, that word Ramakrishna can be substituted Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Ishvara, Shiva, Kali, Durga, any blessed idea about God. So, where is that Brahman? He is within this, within each one. Sarvantaryami, Ishvara, Sarvabhutanam, Hriddeshe, Tishtati. Bhagavan is shining. He is running us all the show, sitting deep within the cave of our hearts. That is why every human body is to be treated with the greatest respect. It is called Brahmapuri. Just like a sweet puri is where sweets are available. So a grain puri is grains are available. A book puri, only we call it a bookshop, where books are available. So for everything, a school is where knowledge is available. University, where knowledge is available. Like that, this body has to be treated with the greatest respect. What does it mean? It means not taking some garlands, not taking sandal paste, and then, like we offer to God, decorate one's own self, etc. No. It means that use this very body and mind, make them a real temple. Do we not do that? No. Actually, we do treat this body as a temple. But only thing is, we throw out God and we establish ourselves. I am the greatest God. That should be completely removed. If we can become fit instruments, the body is for the service of God. The mind is for the service of God. And then we can obtain that Brahman within. So, this Brahman, he is there within each one of us. And what do we get? We obtain Brahman. That means we come to know I am Brahman. I am not going to some other object. I am myself, I am Brahman. All right, what do I get? Then he says, Brahmana Asaha, along with Brahman, means with that Brahman knowledge, we swim in the ocean of bliss, not as an objective enjoyment, but I am reveling in my own self. That is the result we get. After all, what is it we want? We don't want death. Body has death, mind has death, but Atman, Brahman, has no death. What is it we have? Ignorance. Brahman is just the opposite, like light. Therefore, Brahman is Chit Swarupa. I am that Chit Swarupa. Chit Swarupa, not Chitta Swarupa. Mano Buddhya Hankara Chittani Na Aham. I am Chit. This distinction between Chit and Chitta. Chitta means one faculty of the mind which has memory, remembrance. Chit means pure consciousness. I am that pure consciousness. Then the third thing that we see so beautifully here, I am Ananda Swarupa. So, I am not frightened of death. I am not frightened of ignorance. Ajnana cannot bind me and Ananda cannot be limited. I am the very nature of Ananda. That is what I get. So, how to get that? In the second chapter, which we completed in our last class, we have seen all the five sheets, beginning with Annamaya Kosha, ending with Anandamaya Kosha, have been beautifully described. And that is the way we have to transcend Etaman Annamaya Matmana Upasankramati ఏతం ప్రాణమయమాత్మానం ఉపసంక్రామతి, మనోమయమాత్మానం ఉపసంక్రామతి, విజ్ఞానమయమాత్మానం ఉపసంక్రామతి. అండ్ దెన్ ఐ రియలైజ్ ఈవెన్ ఐ గో బియాండ్ ఆనందమయ కోశ టు ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఎ కోశ, ఐఎమ్ ఆనంద ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఎస్సెన్స్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ చాప్టర్, ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి, బికాస్ ఇట్ టీచెస్ అబౌట్ ది చాప్టర్ టీచెస్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్. దేర్ఫోర్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ చాప్టర్ అండ్ వి హ్ కంప్లీటెడ్ దట్ వన్. ఇన్ దిస్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఈస్ గివెన్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ ది బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి, ఎ పర్సన్ హీ హాస్ బీన్ టాట్ అండ్ హీ హాస్ బీన్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్, సో హీ హాస్ టు అప్రోచ్ ఎ గురు. ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ అండ్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్స్ వీ డు నాట్ గెట్ ది నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది గురు, బట్ ఇన్ దిస్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ వీ గెట్ ఎ కాంక్రీట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. అండ్ వేదాంత ఆర్ హిందూయిజం ఎంఫసైజెస్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ విత్ రిగార్డ్ టు ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మన్ ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్, వన్ షుడ్ నెవర్ డేర్ టు అప్టైన్ ఇట్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ ఆఫ్ గురు అండ్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్. దెర్ ఈస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ది గురు అండ్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్. ది గురు ఈజ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ టోటల్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్ అండ్ హీ డస్ సాధన, అండ్ హీ మైట్ హ్యావ్ రియలైజ్డ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ హీ మైట్ హ్యావ్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ హీ మస్ట్ బి ఎ వెరీ సిన్సియర్ పర్సన్ అండ్ దే అండర్స్టాండ్ థింగ్స్ మచ్ బెటర్ దాన్ ది బిగినర్స్. సో దెర్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ రాంగ్ టు అప్రోచ్, వీ డోంట్ నీడ్ అండ్ డెఫినెట్లీ గాడ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ప్రొవైడ్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఎనీ జీవన్ ముక్త యాజ్ అవర్ గురు, బికాస్ యథా శిష్య తథా గురు. సో ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ ది ఎ బేబీ, ఎలిమెంటరీ స్కూల్ టీచర్ ఈజ్ మోర్ దాన్ సఫిషియంట్ ఫర్ మీ. ది ఓన్లీ కండిషన్ ఈజ్ ది టీచర్ షుడ్ నో సంథింగ్ బెటర్ దాన్ మై సెల్ఫ్. దట్స్ వై దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెయింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సూఫీ టీచర్ వెన్ సమ్ బడీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ హర్డ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ రియలైజ్డ్ సోల్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు రియలైజ్ గాడ్. అండ్ ది గురు అండర్స్టుడ్ ది సైకాలజీ ఆఫ్ ది డిసైపుల్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ వెంట్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎ హైలీ రియలైజ్డ్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ ఎ హైలీ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ సోల్, ఎ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ప్రోగ్రెస్డ్ వన్ స్టెప్ ఎహెడ్ ఆఫ్ యూ, హీ కెన్ టీచ్ యూ అబౌట్ దట్ వన్ స్టెప్. అండ్ వెన్ యూ ఆల్సో ప్రోగ్రెస్ వన్ స్టెప్ ఫార్వర్డ్, గాడ్ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఐదర్ దట్ గురు ఆర్ సమ్ అదర్ గురు అండ్ విల్ టీచ్ యూ ది నెక్స్ట్ స్టెప్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ థర్డ్ వల్లీ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ఎ రియల్ గురు అండ్ ఎ రియల్ అర్నెస్ట్ సాధక, అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ది స్టోరీ స్టార్ట్స్. అండ్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ అర్నెస్ట్ సాధక వాజ్ భృగు అండ్ హీ వాజ్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ వరుణ. వరుణ వాజ్ ఎ జీవన్ముక్త మహాపురుష అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ సన్, ఇట్స్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఆఫ్ టీచర్ అండ్ టాట్, ఎ రియలైజ్డ్ సోల్ ట్రయింగ్ టు గైడ్ ఎ కంప్లీట్లీ అర్నెస్ట్ స్టూడెంట్ లైక్ నచికేత గోస్ టు యమధర్మరాజ. సో దట్ ఈస్ గివెన్, దట్స్ వై దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ భృగువల్లి. వల్లి మీన్స్ చాప్టర్ ఎస్ ఐ సెడ్. సో ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ డెల్ట్ విత్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి, బట్ ఇన్ దిస్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ భృగువల్లి డీల్స్ విత్ రిఫరెన్సెస్ టు అదర్ రిలేటెడ్ మ్యాటర్స్. అగైన్ ది పంచకోశాస్ ఆర్ బ్రాట్ ఇన్ అండ్ దెన్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డీల్ విత్ దెమ్ ఇన్ ఎలాబరేషన్ హౌ టు ట్రాన్సెండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఇండివిడ్యువాలిటీ టు ది యూనివర్సల్. దట్ ఈస్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్. ఎనీ సాధన ఆర్ ఎనీ ప్రోగ్రెస్, నాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఫీల్డ్, యూ వాంట్ టు బికమ్ ఏ సైంటిస్ట్, వాంట్ టు బికమ్ ఏ లాయర్, వాంట్ టు బికమ్ ఏ డాక్టర్, వాంట్ టు బికమ్ ఈవెన్ ఏ కుక్, వాంట్ టు బికమ్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ పిక్ పాకెట్, యూ నీడ్ ఏ గురు. అదర్వైజ్ వెరీ ఫస్ట్ అటెంప్ట్ యూ విల్ బి కాట్ అండ్ థ్రాష్. సో గురు శిష్య సంప్రదాయ ఈజ్ మోస్ట్ necessary. That's why we study well in the Chandogya Upanishad, which completed, we have seen practically in the 6th, 7th and 8th chapters. So we have seen how gurus, and sometimes the guru is none other than one's own father. But it is not that father is teaching. Father, even the if the father, and that what does that show? That shows there were people who were householders, who were married people, who had children, but who could still progress in spiritual life. Even though not having children, our Nagamahashaya is the guru of the gurus, such a great sannyasi, such a great brahmagnani. Sri Ramakrishna had asked him to remain in that state to teach everybody, and not only to the householders, but to everybody, that you will, your Nagamahashaya, look at his life, and if you can walk in his footsteps and imitate him, you will also, you are also sure to progress in spiritual life. The main idea should be, whether he is a householder, whether he is a monk, that's not the idea. The idea is whether he is leading a sincere spiritual life, follow even a householder, but you will have to test him, examine him by day, by night, everything. So, coming back, in this third chapter, father happened to be a Brahmagnani. He would not have opened his mouth. We have seen in the Chandogya also, Shvetaketu. He was arrogant, but his father understood, chided him, and what happened thereafter? The Upanishad itself doesn't tell us. But we have to guess. Unless Shvetaketu had become an earnest student, by giving up his arrogance, his father, oh, this is my son, so I love him, so I will teach him, he would never have done that. We have to be crystal clear about it. So, here, Varuna was a Brahmagnani, and he was a householder. Anybody can realize God, this distinction between householders and sannyasins. One of the greatest contributions of Sri Ramakrishna Avatara is to eliminate this distinction between a married person and a sannyasi. Previously, there are so many pandits who used to propagate that a householder, however great he is like an earthworm, and a sannyasi, however worse he is like the sun. There is no comparison between the sun and the glowworm. But Sri Ramakrishna had command to remove that. Man and woman, householder and versus sannyasi. No caste system, no religious differences, no linguistic differences. And there is no, in fact, Swami Vivekananda understood this terrible distinction that we make between the sacred and secular. Sister Nivedita, in her beautiful, penetrative introduction to the complete works of Swami Vivekananda, says this henceforward, the distinction between the secular and the sacred will be permanently deleted, because to hold and to trust and to maintain is as sacred as the greatest worship of God with the highest devotion. Not exactly her words, but that is the essence of it. This is what Sri Ramakrishna had come to teach. Are you earnest? Are you one with Shraddha? And do you desire to attain to God, to progress? Not really speaking, this teaching need not apply only to spiritual life. It can apply to any type of life. So therefore, in this third valley, we are getting how actually an illustration, as it were, of what has been taught, how to ascend, how to give up a lower chakra or the lower kosha and slowly transcend to the higher kosha. And how did this person do it? Sadhana oriented, stressing particular sadhana. And that is what we get in the very beginning. But then There is something deeper. What is sadhana? Is it eating less food, fasting? Is it going wandering from place of pilgrimage to another place of pilgrimage? Is it trying to do sirshasana and do japadhyana? Is it taking a vow to stand, never to sit, but completely remain standing? Brahmananji relates a beautiful incident. People have seen that he had seen a person for 12 years in our sat. As a result, his legs had become like the legs of an elephant, elephantine legs. He lost the capacity to sit. So he developed the technique of standing and sleeping, eating, everything. But what did he gain? Such people do. When questioned, Swami Brahmananji said, most people do these things to gain some specific powers, siddhai. But siddhai only increase the egotism. The purpose of spiritual sadhana is to reduce egotism, that ism, what we call, and remain as the pure ego, which is Brahman. Anything added to that I, that is called mithya, jagat, samsara, maya, avidya. I am, then no problem. I am a man, I am a woman, I am a parent, I am a husband, I am a wife, I am a mother, I am having a job, not having a job, I am married, I am unmarried, I am rich, I am poor. Whatever is added after the I, that is called samsara. So the purpose of sadhana is to get rid of that what comes, tism, ism, by whatever we call it. So this is very inspiring. And one of the facts which I had already mentioned at the beginning, Taittiriya Upanishad is one of those Upanishads which can be chanted extraordinarily beautifully. The intonations, the swaras, the hints that we get, udatta, anudatta, swarita, and double udatta, all these things are so beautifully put. It is hypnotizing to hear some with wonderful voices. So, what are the important points in this third valli? First of all, illustrates through the concrete story of a person who transcended one after the other, these koshas. And how did he do it? Through tapas. Tapasya means usually austerities. What is this austerity in this case? The austerity is vichara. It is not standing on one leg. It is not eating only very little in 24 hours. They can be helpful, but they are not primary things. Primary thing is the capacity to analyze truth with the sharpest intellect. That is called vichara. Vichara means the power of deep thinking. That is very important here. So there are certain points are there. I will just mention them very briefly. First of all, realization of Brahman. No use only learning about Brahman, learning about sadhanas, but actual realization should come. And that is how in Sri Ramakrishna's life we see he had practiced tapasya or sadhana twice. First time he practiced without the help of any teacher, any scripture, through simple, earnest prayer to the Divine Mother. Oh Mother, I am a fool. I am ignorant. I don't know. I have nobody to guide me. You be my guide. I choose you. And Mother accepted him, guided him. And then later on, Sri Ramakrishna remarked, I have attained what later on these teachers like Bhairavi, Brahmani, Totapuri, they all came and took me to that state of, helped me to achieve that state of samadhi. What is called the highest state of samadhi is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and I have attained to that Nirvikalpa Samadhi long, long before all the gurus had ever come. So, this is what Sri Ramakrishna's first commandment, God realization is the only goal of life. And that is what Swami Vivekananda meant. Each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. What is the meaning of the second sentence? Manifestation of this divinity, that gradually giving up our identities with everything. Mano, buddhi, ahankara, chittani, naham, etc. And realize shivoham, shivoham. That is the goal of life. And then Sri Ramakrishna indicates, as we have discussed it so many times, there are four important yogas. First comes bhakti yoga. Always cultivate holy company. And by cultivating holy company, we become holy gradually. If we go on, see, watching what is called undesirable movies, it produces undesirable thoughts. And what do we become? We become undesirable. So that company could be of books, could be of people, could be of jobs, that which aids, helps, pushes us forward towards God, and that alone is called satsanga. Through satsanga, we become sat, satpurusha, holy people, good people, truthful people, truth-speaking people, truth-seeking people. Second, now and then go into solitude. Maje maje, nirjana sthane jabe. Nirjana is a very special type of word. Jana means people or any object in this world. Nirjana means no person in this world, whether it is father or mother or family members, even guru for that matter, cannot help one. Only God can help. Then what does guru do? God only, in the form of the guru, comes to the disciple out of his infinite compassion and draws him to himself. So you go now and then into solitude and think, I have nobody, no person can help me. Really speaking, no person can eat for me, digest for me, sleep for me, worry for me, die for me, live for me, enjoy for me, or suffer for me. It is not possible. Only God can do it. Can God sleep for me? Absolutely. Can God do sadhana for me? Absolutely. Can God eat for me? Yes, he can eat. In fact, there is such an incident was there. Once, a disciple and attendant of Holy Mother, he was forced by other sannyasins to observe Shivaratri. Shivaratri means fasting. And he didn't like it. He was very fond of eating. And then by about 9:30, Holy Mother had one look at him, said, my son, what is the matter? Your face looks like a, what is called, flower, which has faded away 3 days back. And then, truthfully, he told, Mother, these Swamis forced me to fast. Mother laughed and said, so, Chandru, you don't need to worry. So, you go and eat. I will fast for you. But then he was hesitating. I have already fasted for 3 hours. And the result of that 3 hours will go away. Holy Mother assured him, you will get the full result of upavasam. But you can go and eat. Can God sleep for us? Yes, by his blessings, there are incidents where he touched a person who was insomniac. And then from that day onwards, he had no problem at all. Miracles are also there in the lives of these great souls. So only God can save us. That is called Goprutra Varanam Rakshishyasiti Vishwasaha. Only God can save us. Nobody can save us. That is a beautiful thought. That is the second commandment. And this belongs to what? Second commandment is what? It belongs to the Raja Yoga. Be alone. Separate everything from the self, Atman. Third commandment is always discriminate what is changing, what is changeless. And what is this third commandment? It is called Jnana Yoga. That is discrimination between what is real, unreal, or what is permanent, what is temporary. And then M asks, all these commandments occur in the very first chapter of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Then Sri Ramakrishna was asked by M, sir, how should we live in this world? And then Sri Ramakrishna, live like a maid servant in the house of a rich man. She knows, I am only a servant here. I don't belong to this house. I have my own house. And live like a maid servant means be completely unattached to anything. But one can be unattached only on one condition. And that is, I must be attached to something which is my own, which will never be, can never be taken away from me. Manachalo nijaniketane allide nammane illi bande summane. These are the four commandments, and all for what purpose? For the sake of realizing God. First commandment, cultivate holy company, is bhakti yoga. Second commandment is Raja Yoga. Third commandment, Jnana Yoga. Fourth commandment, Karma Yoga. And combine all of them, and they can help us. So, first essence of this Bhrigu Valley is only one, realization of Brahman. Now, how to attain Brahman? Therefore, Varuna teaches, first of all, your very body, your very mind are the only instruments. No other instruments are available, and you will have to direct all these towards God. And then, with the help of body and mind, you will have to perform tapasya. Tapasya means the ability to think deeply and to focus upon only God and nothing else. So, that is called vichara. And then, Bhrigu actually realizes, until he realized, every time he comes and asks, Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti, teach me about how to attain Brahman, how to know I am Brahman. And every time, only first time, Varuna gives the directions. Second, third, fourth, fifth time, he doesn't give any directions. Tapasa Brahma Vijignasasva Tapo Brahmeti. So only through tapasya, you try to attain, to know that I am Brahman. There is no other way. And then Bhrigu went, and five times he realized, I am not even Anandamaya Kosha. I am Ananda. And then, to help us to progress in spiritual life, we have to develop. We have to, first of all, remove what is called Asuri Sampat, that is, demonic qualities, and obtain some beautiful, what we call, Daivi Sampat, spiritual qualities. And I told you earlier, and I have to repeat them. So, these qualities alone will not come. Whether it be demonic qualities or divine qualities, they come in groups only. I gave an example, and I'm just reminding you of that. Sri Ramakrishna had promised Dhani, I will take food, first food, after the sacred thread ceremony, only from you. And so, he gave her the promise. And then he came and told, I promised, but that was not the family tradition. There was terrible opposition. Sri Ramakrishna said, I gave the word. I am not going to deviate from truth. I will keep up my word, or I don't want this ceremony at all. And they had to bend their will, because what he said was not only rational, it is the only right way. Every sadhana is meant us to take to truthfulness, truth, and the highest, satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. And then, in those days, not nowadays, children can defy their parents, but in those days, it was unthinkable. That means, here tremendous courage is needed. If my parents disown me, then I am prepared to be disowned. Not only that, how can he have so much of courage? For that he must have intense faith in the scripture. He who holds on to truth, he will attain the truth. So like that, to observe truthfulness, he required courage. And to get courage, he required tremendous faith in the scriptures. and to have tremendous faith in the scriptures, he must have tremendous faith in God, because all scriptures are emanations from God only. That's why they are called not human made, not Paurusheya, Apaurusheya, divine. In fact, God is knowledge. Knowledge is God. So his conduct, only those who want truth, they can have this truthfulness. Oh, I want something that is untruth. That means mithya. That means temporary thing can never adhere to truthfulness. So thus, whether a person wants to develop a divine quality or a demonic quality, the person has to practice, he must cultivate many other qualities. These are called sahakari sadhanas, supportive gunas. Every guna supports every other guna, like a cooperative endeavor. So in this Bhrigavalli, we have got so many of this. First of all, sakshat sadhana, direct spiritual practice, path, which leads directly, but to move, to walk forward in this true path, one has to have mind, the body must be pure, strong, the mind must be endowed with what Shankaracharya calls sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. That's very there. And another point we have to read, Brahma Vichara, or progress in spiritual life. As I said, not only in spiritual life, in any higher field of life, should not be conducted on one's own. The teacher has to do it, and one has to be humble, one has to be open. One should not go with a full mind, I know everything. So, do not even attempt to study any science or any scripture on one's own. It must be done under the able guidance of a real teacher. What happens? Otherwise, there is every danger that the person not only will not progress, but he might even fall down. That is, but the guru must be a Shrotriya Akamahata Brahma. That is what has been said earlier also, we have seen. So, there are some sadhanas indicated there. What are the first thing? The instrument. What are the instruments? Body and mind. So he says, annam, pranam, chakshu, shrotram, mano, vachamiti. And then, they are the instruments. But, what is the lakshana Brahma? First we must know, what is the knowledge about what we want to achieve. For that purpose, Varuna gives in the first instance, from whom this whole creation has come out, because of whose support, sustenance, we are able to maintain our bodies and minds, and in the end, we go back to the source from where we have come. Eto va imani bhutani jayante, yena bhutani jivante, yat prayante, avisam vishantiti. So, Bhrigu was asked to do karma yoga, etc. And there are certain upasanas. One of the upasanas, beautiful upasanas, is annam. There are two meanings of annam. We have seen it in the Taittiriya Upanishad itself. Annam means food. We are all made up of food. Our body is made up of food. Our mind is made up of food. The whole earth is also called, what is called prithvi, is called nothing but annam. So we are food for each other. That means what? Our body is nothing but food. Just as even a mosquito, when it looks at me, doesn't look me, oh, he's a wonderful, beautiful person. He is a very dearest, most desirable food, etc. So we have to, every effect must go back to its cause. And that is what is indicated here. We have all come from Brahman. Even though he did not mention, simply say, yato va imani bhutani jayante, from whom every creature has come out. And because of whom, sustained by whom, we are all able to live until our lifespan comes to an end. And again, we return back home from where we have come. Tad Brahma. and that is Brahman. Brahman is the cause of creation, cause of sustenance, cause of emergence again. That is called Brahma. And what is the way? Tapasa Brahma Vijignasasva. You have to do deep thinking. For that purpose, an appropriate healthy body is needed. Healthy body sustains the healthy mind, and the mind also should be extraordinarily healthy. It must be cultivated so that concentration, devotion, one-pointed faith, what is called all the 9 qualities of a adhikari have to be developed slowly but surely. Here we have to take note that as we earnestly start moving forward, first we develop a few qualities. Those few qualities help us to move forward. When we move forward, some more qualities become possible for us to make our own. To make our own means a quality should be identified with one's own self. That is, goodness should not remain as one of my separate qualities, like the greenness or yellowness or rosiness or fragrance, because fragrance fades away when the flower fades away. No, not like that. It should be my very nature. That's why a great person is called a sadhu. His very nature is good. He cannot be otherwise. A spiritual person, that is his nature. It is not a quality. First he has to acquire it, but soon he realizes, this is me. I am good. I am unselfish. I am of the nature of happiness. I am able to serve everybody. I do not expect anything from anybody. We have discussed this point in our last class. The 4 qualities: always happy, completely unselfish, they dedicate their life to help anybody, and they are ready to sacrifice their life even for the smallest purpose. So this becomes a very natural nature of a sadhaka, a siddha, but for others, they have to make it their own. What does it mean? It means these qualities are really our true nature, but we have moved away from them. Now let us make those qualities our very own. And once we make these qualities our own, then we realize we are nothing but Brahman. That is the idea. So some special upasanas are also given. That is to say, what we are dependent upon food. Food should be revered, and guests, if they come, atithi, they have to be honored. One should never criticize food, find fault with food. Once Brahmarpanam is done, one should never ever criticize food, even if it is poison. Is it true? Absolutely true. They, Rana, had sent poison, and he did not hide the fact. He informed the person who brought the poison, this is virulent poison, I wish you drink it. It is my commandment, you drink it. And Mirabai had obeyed the king. How? Tremendously happy, because this body is what keeps me away from my beloved Krishna. Once this poison, it removes the gap, the distance between me and Krishna. I will always be with Krishna only. Vishapyala ranane bheja pivatu mera hasire. She was swimming in the bliss of ocean of bliss. Why? Because this poison is going to liberate me, because even if poison is offered to Krishna, it becomes amrita. Whatever is given to God becomes amrita. That is why we call it prasada. What does prasada do? Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi asya upajayate prasanna chetasuhi asu buddhihi paryavatishtate. Man becomes extremely happy whenever we think anything that I have and I am getting is prasada of God. This 3rd chapter has got 10 anuvakas. That means 10 sections. Anuvaka means a section. And there are beautiful, special, what is called useful, upasanas are there, like how to meditate on the sky, space, how to meditate on lightning, on the stars, on the sun, on the moon, etc. Let us not forget, in the olden days, rishis and munis, just as we meditate upon Ganesha, Kartikeya, etc., for them, these are the Ganeshas and Kartikeyas. Beautiful subject. We will talk about it in our next class and start the third valli. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.